This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another show business item in which the National Football League gets quite possibly a little bit too big for its britches. You know how the halftime show at the Super Bowl is always a big deal? Well, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that not only is the NFL going to keep on not paying musicians to play at the big game, the exposure is reward enough, the thinking goes. Now the league is asking potential halftime acts to pay for the privilege. Sally Herships has more.
There are three finalists for next year's Super Bowl show: Katy Perry, Coldplay, and Rihanna. They're already huge. So is it worth it for them to pay to perform?
I think it probably is worth it, to be honest with you.
Bill Wordy is an entrepreneur at Guggenheim Digital and former editor of Billboard magazine.
Even when you're an established artist, the lift that you get from playing this halftime show is undeniable.
Wordy says you can raise ticket prices and get bigger and better brand sponsorships worth millions. Victor Matheson teaches economics at the College of the Holy Cross. He says even if this year's finalists won't pay, the NFL could still ask other musicians to. After all, it has a monopoly on halftime.
Sure, you can come up with a list pretty quickly of other folks who might be willing to pay a little bit of money to, you know, have their act featured on a show that over 100 million people are watching.
But maybe fans shouldn't get to watch the NFL's negotiations.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, listen, I promise you that there are people in the head office of the NFL on a witch hunt right now trying to figure out how this news got out there.
Wordy says musicians want their music in the spotlight, not their negotiations. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.